Good afternoon, everybody. This is your host, Tyler Brown. Welcome to the Tyler Brown Podcast Show. I will cover daily news and daily sports news. On today's episode, I'm going to talk about college campuses opening for the fall, the coronavirus pandemic we've been going through, and the NBA playoffs in the bubble. Let's get started. College campuses decided they're going to open up for the fall, and we're going to basically go back to school, which is around the corner. August is coming to an end. I don't really agree with it. Them opening back up and going back on campus because of the virus, and we get around our friends. Social distance is not going to happen. No masks, no 6 feet, and virus and the cases could spike up, and it's called can cause school to shut down, stuff like that. So if you had the opportunity to take classes online, and if you're graduating, I know it sucks. You're going to want to graduate on stage, but it's probably going to be virtual, which is not really the idea of how you want your graduation, but for this time, you can't really risk having a graduation where everybody being next to each other. So, and this coronavirus pandemic has shut down everything. Businesses, like you saw, we was in shutdown for like a good few months, and we had a curfew at 8 o'clock. Be inside. They wanted to force everybody to stay inside, and if people were outside, they would tell you to go inside, you possibly arrest you for doing that, stuff like that. So it wasn't worth being outside with the virus. They want you to stay home, spend time with your family, your loved ones, and be safe. Wash your hands, wear your mask, stay 6 feet, and no contact. And with the gatherings that happened with 4th of July, how you saw how that rose up, everybody having barbecues, went to the beach, and stuff like that. Cases went back up, and you see the cases were going up in different states and can't really travel to certain states because of how the virus is affecting them. So all your travel plans gonna have to wait until everything is cleared up. It's gonna take a while, but this coronavirus is not going away anytime soon. It's just like how the swine flu and Ebola was and how serious that was, but they ended up finding a cure for that, I think. But they haven't really had a cure for the coronavirus. Hopefully that comes out much sooner than later so we can get people better and cure them and stop all these deaths that's happening and just save lives that's going on. So if you're dorming or if you plan on dorming, just be careful and be aware of your surroundings and don't put yourself at risk or expose yourself to the virus. Just be aware of your surroundings and just wear your mask and be safe. Now, on to the next topic. I'll cover the NBA playoffs. Boston completes the sweep of Philly 4-0 as they won last night 110-106. Jason Tatum with 28 points, Kemba Walker with 32, Jaylen Brown with 16, Joel Embiid with 30, Tobias Harris with 20, Al Horford with 12. Now, I thought Philly would at least win one game. I picked Boston to win the series. But they were fighting hard. It was keeping the game close, but they couldn't pull it out. Now they're going home early. Got to wait till next year. Hopefully, they'll step it up. Probably need to split Joel and Ben, maybe. Or add another piece to the team or fire their coach. So we'll see what they decide to do with their future. On to the next game. Mavericks and the Clippers. The score went to overtime. The score was 135-133. Great game. Kawhi Leonard had 32. Lua had 36. Paul George with 9. Luka Doncic with 43. Tobias Harris with 25. Trey Burke with 25. And Tim Hardaway with 21. Now, I thought the Clippers were going to pull away with this one because they were up by 20 at one point. But they ended up blowing the lead. Mavericks ended up fighting back, going on a run, forced to overtime. And in overtime, they're exchanging baskets, going back and forth. And Luka ends it with a three-pointer to win the game as he had a 43-point triple-double with a messed-up ankle, and they win without Porzingis, which is impressive. Now, I feel like there's a lot of pressure on the Clippers because they are this great defensive team, and they haven't really been playing great defense, and they have no answer for Luka. As you see, he's getting whatever he wants, getting to the basket, and his guys are hitting shots. And Kawhi is doing what he can, but his duo, other half, Paul George, isn't. as he's been shooting terrible from the field, struggling this series. 9 points is unacceptable. He's not performing as he should be, and we know he's this great two-way player, and he's been known to disappear from the playoffs. So if they lose this series, I mean, he'll be the reason why they lose, because he didn't show up and he didn't play well. But this series could possibly go 7. I want the Mavericks to win, even though I feel like the Clippers will probably find a way to pull it out. I want the Mavericks to get the upset and to move on. Now we have the Toronto game. The score of 150 to 122. They complete the sweep as well. Pascal Siakam with 20. Serge Ibaka with 27. And Norman Powell had an impressive performance of 29 points. Caris LeVert with 35. Tyler Johnson with 13. Jared Allen with 8. Now I knew Toronto was going to get the sweep. I predicted it. And they had a better team right now because the Nets are missing players and they're not fully had their full roster. But the Nets, they had a solid year, decent year, but they're having better year next year when you have KD, Kyrie, DeAndre Jordan, and they could possibly be contenders, final contenders for next year, and they'll make the East a lot more interesting next year. So Toronto will move on to play Boston, and we'll make the predictions of that when the second round starts. And on to the final game. This is Utah and Denver. There's another nail biter, 129 to 127. As Utah takes the 3-1 lead, Jamal Murray had 50, Nikola Jokic had 29, Paul Millsap with 16, Donovan Mitchell with 21, Mike Conley with 26, Rudy Gobert with 17, Jordan Clarkson with 24. Now, the duo Jamal Murray and Donovan Mitchell had last night was incredible. They were carrying each other's team. They were scoring baskets, making important baskets and plays for the team, which led to a close game. But I picked Denver to win this series, but Utah's been playing better, and they have their number. As you can see, they won 3 straight games ever since they lost game 1. Mike Conley returning, he's making an impact on the 2 games he played, and Utah's going to look to close out game 5, and we'll see what happens when they play again for the playoffs. So, yeah, and we have a few games going on tonight. Well, today, as you know, Bucks take the Magic, OKC and Rockets, Heat and Pacers, and the Lakers and the Trailblazers, as those games are game 4s. And we'll see what happens with those games today as we move forward with the NBA playoffs. It's getting interesting. This is great basketball. I like to see the playoffs is scrappy and tense. That's what you like to see. And close games, tighter defense, what you like to see is what the fans ask for, and that's what they want to watch. So, moving on. As you know, the NFL is starting soon, as they're planning to have a season. The first game is September 10th, as the Chiefs play the Texans. As we know, a few players opted out to play this year, which is understandable because of the pandemic. But it's good to have football around the corner, even though there's no training camp or preseason, which makes it rougher on teams because you don't know how they're going to look because they're just practicing with themselves. And even wet practice, you know, they're probably just going through walkthroughs and they're not really contact. So NFL's going to be interesting to see how teams play. But, you know, shout out to all my Cowboys fans out there. I feel like we're going to have a great year, new coaching staff. New coach from Mike McCarthy, new defensive coordinator, defense added pieces. I feel like the Cowboys are going to be either 12-4, 11-5 with the schedule I've seen. So they'll definitely be in the playoffs this year, and they'll definitely win the division. That's my prediction for this year for the Cowboys. And with that, that's all I have to say for this. Covers that topic for this episode. Tune in for daily episodes, and as we cover more topics around the world and more sports news, as we get updates. And until next time, this is your host, Tyler Brown, and I'm out.